During the Drashat Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmimah, we're up to page Yud Bet in the Chazon Yoel edition, and page Lamed in this Bet Hayayin edition. So the Ramban had been discussing that wisdom stems from the Torah, and our understanding of which actions are positive and which are not stems from the Torah. We expanded on this last week, that true morality cannot be found unless God is in the picture. And the Ramban continues and says, V'chein amru b'midrash Tehilim, and so our sages taught us in the Medrash on Tehilim, Zesha amar ha-katuv, that which the verse says, Ne'er l'raglit devarecha ve'olin tivati, your word is like a lamp for my feet, and it is the light that shines on my path. Amal David, David said, Bati lechalel ta Shabbat, I came to desecrate Shabbos, Se'ir ali ha-Torah, the Torah lit up for me and said, Sheneemar shamot yom ha-Shabbat lekadesho, save the day of Shabbos, watch it for a day of holiness. Bati lenaif, I came to commit adultery, He'ir ali Torah, the Torah lights up my path and says, Mot yumat ha-noef ha-noafet, he who commits adultery, she who commits adultery, they will be executed. Hadau dichtiv, that's what the verse says, Ne'er l'ragli devarecha, your word is the lamp that shines my path. Meaning, if not for the Torah, I'd be able to do everything. I'd be working every day of the week, and no woman would be off limits to me. The only reason I live this life the way I lead it is because of the Torah. Let's not kid ourselves. If not for the Torah, our lives would be different. Ve'al tishtabshu ba'umot she'iksheti. And the Ramban says, now, let's go back. I mentioned other nations, and I said other nations have their customs, but you can't compare. So don't get confused about that. Sha'avhem nochalei ha-Torah, hem ha-krovim ne'emtza yishuv kigon ha-notzrim ha-yishmerim she'etiku ha-Torah ul-madua. You'll tell me, other nations, they also have Torah. So I'll tell you, yeah, they're the ones that live nearby. They're the Christians, they're the Muslims. They copied the Torah. They learned from the Torah. U'shegavra romi al k'tzat ha-ktzavot lamdu mimena Torah v'asu chukim v'nimusim, dugma shel Torah. And when Rome, when their empire spread, so then they also, they spread this knowledge. Once you see what God has to say, so then you start copying it, and you make different customs that are similar to the Torah. אבל יושבי הקצוות הרחוקות שלא למדו תורה ולא ראו ישראל, if you go to the extremities, you go to far out countries, the people who never learned Torah and never had any contact with Israel, או שלא שמעו עליהם, or they never heard of them, מפני המרחק שבינם, because of the distance between us, בהמות כמורות הם, you'll find them to be complete animals. Go to the Africa, go tell me they have a Saturday, go tell me they have a day of rest. You start going to places where they had no contact, the more distant you go, the more you find that they're less civilized. Why? How come civilization revolves around where the Torah is? How come is it that the evolvement of religions that are similar to Torah is only in areas that's close to Torah, but when you go to far out places, suddenly their religions are very far, they're still pagans. How come? V'aleim amar ha-katuv, and about them the verse says in Isaiah, guys, notice we're learning the Ramban. He gives us tremendous concepts. In 1 second, he says it in passing, but you gotta think about these points. Stop, think, wait a second. Hey, did you ever wonder why is it that Africa developed this type of religion? South America developed that type of religion until the Christians came and brought what they learned from the Torah. Think about it. Think about what is the world really? Where were the world religions 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, and where are they now? And where did it all come from? He's making points here, which, as we read it, it sounds like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, but if you think about it, there's a lot of depth to what he's saying here. Hayim al-chokim ha-shalosh amut shmi v'lorut kevodi, about them Isaiah says, they are the far-out islands that never heard of me and never saw my honor. V'almot kulam mitchila kachayu. Originally, all the nations were like this. Sheneemar, as the verse says, originally the nations looked at Israel and they said, "Umigoy gadol ha-shalosh chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol ha-Torah hazot." What nation has such statutes and laws that are so righteous like this Torah? Lamadnu, what we see from this verse in the beginning of Devarim, that in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, shelo haya ba'oto zman u'ma v'lashon ba'olam she'elem nimusim tovim u'mishpatei yishuvei ha-mdina ki-Israel. No nation had customs and laws that were like Israel's laws in those times. Go compare. We live in a day and age where women are allowed to own land. Let's look back 1,000 years. What other society had laws that gave women rights like Judaism gives them? Take that small example. What other society had the concept of giur, that we're willing to accept someone who was not born within our midst. This was an invention of the Romans, that you have equality. The Torah comes in at a time where each nation felt they had supremacy, and if you wanted to join, then they'd treat you like garbage. Comes the Torah and says, you have a special mitzvah 24 times. I'm going to tell you to treat the ger nicely. You have a special mitzvah more than any other Jew. You have a mitzvah to treat him well. That was revolutionary. You start looking at the concepts of the Torah and you see the backdrop of other religions of the time. Tells us the Ramban, look at what the Pasuk says. The nations looked at our Torah and said, what nation is there that has laws and statutes and a justice system that's as just as the Torah? Shepirush mishpatim kahu, for the understanding of the word mishpatim is as follows. That's what it's referring to. It's referring to our way of life. And certainly the statutes, which are the laws that are really engraved into the world, as he will explain, the Ramban will discuss that this verse seems to be very, very difficult. Why would the nations admire our statutes, our mitzvahs that don't seem to have logic behind them? We'll see Be'ezrat Hashem. And because of this, Maimonides writes, and this is a line in Maimonides that the censor removed from many versions of the Rambam. If you open up a regular Rambam, you won't find it. So the Rambam writes as follows. Kol hadvarim shel Yeshua notzri v'sheze ha'yishmeili. Is it written in your version?
Yeah.
All the words of Yeshu and the Muslim Shamad acharav that stood up after Yeshu, einan ela liyashel derech lemelech haMashiach. They're only there to straighten out the path for the Messiah, that the King, the Messiah that's headed here. Ultaken olam, and they are a preparatory ingredient to fix the world. Sheyavdu Hashem biyachad, so that the world will reach a point where they will serve Hashem in unison. Shenemals, the verse says, the prophet says in Tzfanya, then I will turn to the nations in a clear language, and they will all call out in the name of God to serve Him in unison. Ketzad, how so? Says the Rambam. This is all a quote from the Rambam. Kvar nitmale ha'olam kulo midivrei ha'mashiach. The world is already suffused with this concept of a Messiah. Umidivrei Torah u'me'amitzvot. And this concept that there is a Torah, and there are mitzvos, and God has a certain way of life He wants us to lead. And these concepts have spread out throughout many nations, throughout the islands, throughout nations that have an uncircumcised heart. And they are all discussing these concepts and the mitzvos of the Torah. Christianity and Islam, says the Rambam, are really tools. They are vehicles for spreading concepts of Torah throughout the world. Eilu umri mitzvot, eilu emet hayu, uchvar batlu bazman hazeh, velo hayu nuhagot ledorot. These claim, these mitzvot were once upon a time true, but the Torah is already extinct. They're no longer relevant. Veilu umrim dvorim nistarim yesh behem ve'enan kipshutam. And the other ones, they say, yes, the Torah is true, but you can't understand it the way you understand it. There's some hidden meaning. It's not to be understood literally. And the Messiah already came and told us the hidden idea that's really behind the Torah. But when the real Messiah comes to the scene, and he is successful and he is exalted above all others, they'll right away realize that their tradition, what their forefathers have been telling them, is all a lie, and that their prophets and their fathers have been misleading them. So the Rambam writes, these religions are really paving the path for Mashiach to come. They're preparing the world. The world has to get accustomed to certain concepts. Some of them are correct, some of them are incorrect. When the Mashiach comes, they'll be prepared for it. So the Ramban said, the Torah gives us the source of wisdom. The Torah teaches us morality. The Medrash tells us that David HaMelech himself said, if not for the Torah, I'd be a workaholic. I'd be working on Shabbos. I'd be an adulterer. And the Torah is the one, says King David, that teaches me right from wrong. And we have to recognize that the whole world is that way. If you see something right around the world, you have to know that it stems from here. Today, you look around the world, says the Ramban, and you see a world that's much more moral than the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's because the Torah's already had its impact. When the Torah came to the scene, it was something new. The nation stood in awe, and they said, what a tremendous nation. What a tremendous way of life. Today, says the Ramban, you look at the other religions, and you say, wait, aren't they similar? Yes, says the Ramban. As Maimonides explained, they copied, they took concepts from us, they adulterated them a drop, but they're also serving a purpose in moving the world forward and getting the world accustomed to some of the concepts and preparing the world for the revelation that's yet to come when the Mashiach comes to the scene.